We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, in the middle of Siman Shin Tzadi Aleph, discussing Halacha as a bittul rishos for those who forgot to join the Erev. Middle of Sif Aleph. This is on page 516, Rishon and Ches Umid Beis. We had mentioned so far in this Sif, like all the Halacha is a bittul for someone who forgot and did not join the Erev in the Chatzar. The same thing is in the Mavi. If one Chatzar forgot did not join the Shituv, he can mevatel his rishos to other members of the Mavi or them to that one Chatzar, even though they're Rabbim. With the people of a chatzar regarding the mavi are considered like a yachid regarding a chatzar. Now, like all the halachas of Yisrael, the liberty of a non-Jew, that's the same thing with a mavi or in the city, but you're not forbidden to carry the mavi or in a city that's surrounded with a wall until there's two chatzars of Bat Yisrael in the ear, but one chatzar, no, even if there's many homes of Jews open up inside of it. That's if the city is Mukavas Chem Latira, Stama Yeris, we say is Mukavas Adira, Stama Tzarm are not Mukavas Adira. And then Mechaba continues. When there's two courtyards of Jewish homes in the city, then you have to rent from every courtyard of non-Jews. It's not enough to just rent from the governor of the city. Some say that specifically to carry in and out to the domain of the non-Jew. That you can rent from the governor, because the way of the alleyway is from the governor. He can remove all the non-Jews from there. That's Rivash and Simon Tavshin Yud. Continues the Bechaber. When do we say this? Regarding a minister, a governor, that's not his homes. He has no permission to use the homes of the people of the city at all. Even at a time of war. But in a place where all the needs of the city are only done and dictated based on the governor, or someone that's his appointee, definitely the rental from that tsar, or from his worker, is going to be effective. Because he has to have a mission to put his men and his weaponry in the homes of the city at a time of war, even without their consent. When there's two courtyards of Jewish homes in the city, then you have to rent from each non-Jewish courtyard. That even if each courtyard was in a different mavi, it's not as an individual where there's non-Jews. Since the city is surrounded with walls all around, all the mavis are considered like one mavi. But the Jews make it forbidden one and the other. Therefore, they have to rent from the non-Jew his rishus. Unless these are areas that are differentiated one from the other. But tzurus ha-pesach with a door frame, or b'shnei pasim, or with two boards. We'll see later on. Sivkot and yud, and says the mechaber further. It's not enough to rent from the sarah here. Although the homes are his, and they gave it to the people of the city, on the condition that they pay him taxes, and I bought them from the home. Kind of like the custom is. The reason is, you cannot remove him as long as they pay him the taxes. Okay, like we find the Simchin Pei Beis, even though he's in charge on their laws, since he doesn't have permission regarding the homes of the city. Simchin Yud Beis. The Ramah brought the Yeshem Mechulu. Some say that that's dafka regarding carrying in and out to the Shusle and Yehudi. But, and Bachin is Kimachim Lalacha, the Achim agreed to this Yeshayim, Lalacha, Sifkot Yud Gimel, but Latalta Mavi to carry in the Mavi that they can rent from the Sar. That is Lahitim Mibat the Yisrael to carry it from the Jewish homes, Lachnas Lam, and to bring in to them, to the Mavis, Sifkot Yud Dalad. Because the way of the Mavi belongs to the Sar, it's Lamar Mitzvah Mistama, presumably Yeshle Rishus La Sar, Ala Derech, Lisha Noisa, that the governor has the right with the roads to change it, and to give the homeowners a road from a different side, and there he could rent it to them. Sivkot and Tezvav, and he can remove the non Jews from there. So the Mechaber said, when we say this, that it's not enough to rent from the Sar here, is if the homes are not his, and he has no Rishus to use them at all. And that is Afil B'Shas Machama, Sivkot Tezvav, El Misna Gadova Piyot Medina. It has to do with the advisor of the country. Sivkot Tezayin. But in a place where all the Tzarchir are only done based on the Tsar, or his appointee, for sure the Skirs from that Tsar, or his Skirlikita, his Mahan is going to be effective. And that is Afil Inyan, Lohitza Lachnas Labate Akim, to carry in and out of the non-Jewish homes. Sivkot Yedzayin, because he has permission to put his men and his weapons in the homes of the city, B'Shas Machama, at a time of the war. So he says, I'm Be'alocha de Maschel Shlemi Daitem, where he discusses this, as the Be'alocha says, I look at the Chacham Tzvi that's bothered by this, because what does it help that he has permission to put his kelim at a time of wartime, but now it's not a Shas Mecham, and therefore he doesn't have now any Rishus. If that's the case, how could you rent from him? He's inclined, they were told by a governor, that he has the ability actually to provoke wars whenever he wants to with the neighbors. and the people of the country cannot stop him. And therefore, he has the power to rent it out, which is lafuke. If he doesn't have the ability, without permission of the people of the city, to wage war, for sure then he doesn't have such a great power, when it's not a shas mochama, to rent out the rishus. Look over there. Simkon yet chest. And because he has the ability to put men and weapons at a time of war, shalom idaitim, without their consent. Ufiz, according to this, mutaliskar, you're allowed to rent mehamamuna shal melech from the appointee of the king. Shariyesh rishus la melech, because the king has permission. Lahisha vanash v'klei mechamta, to put his men and his weapons, bevot b'nei ir shalom idaitim, the homes of the city without their consent, medin mechusa, from the laws of the government. But that's a case called evad me'avad v'katan, any one of the smallest servants of the king, is really like a worker of the king. He's in place of the place of the king. Now, but nearly says this, the Mishnah seems to me didafka mamamun al zeh. Specifically, someone who's in charge of this, like the mishtara, like the police, sheidua, like you know, shekol v'hamalchas, that all the things of the government, nasal yod, is done through the police. Or even the attendant of the police. Because they have permission to take attendance. Chagim, this guy called Tzibi HaMelech, that through them could be done all the commands of the king. But from the soldiers, from the army, even the general, is not effective, where he's not in charge, he has nothing to do regular policing, says the Chayyad, therefore wouldn't be able to rent from him. That the Mechaber said, when we say that you can't rent from the Tsar, is when the homes are not his. So the Be'alach says that the wording is not so precise. Because even if the homes are his, as long as he rents it out, or he gives it over for taxes, he cannot remove them, he doesn't leave over any rishus to put his vessels, it's not going to help that you rent from him. As obvious in the Be'alach says himself, in the beginning of his words, and that's obvious to the Zerajma, the way we explain Mishnah Berurah, the Be'maschel Be'maspik, which is said Kod Nyeralf. But it seems that the reason why the Mechaber picked his halacha by Tsar She'en B'chulu is because of Urcha the Milsa, because based on the majority, by a sar that the homes are his, the norm is that he leaves vessels in the homes of the members of the city, and no one could protest. And since that's the minig, so it's like as if he left over some powers and rights in the chatzar, the way it's written truthfully by the Rivash, and the Beis brings him, and therefore the Beis says zalacha when the homes are not his. But when you know for sure that he didn't leave over any rights, for example, let's say where the minig is not to leave any of his kalim, for sure, then even if the homes are his, you cannot rent from him. And he says the words of the Chayyadim over here are difficult. And the Memaskel Sheirsh L'Rishos, where from a sire that it is his, then even from a sire lekit is going to be effective because Shariyish Lishus has permission to put his men and his weaponry. Now, if through Hechrich he conducts like this, meaning he just forces this, but it's not really from the statutes of the kings, says El Rabbi Nimri Bash, that would not be effective. And that's addition number 11 brings, that's how it's written, Chubas Rajba, and it's brought, not like the Chubas Shalem Eshim and the Tzemach Tzadi that they read, that even in our times, where the power is taken from the lords of the city, but still, since with force they have the power, it's considered as if they have their shus in the homes of the city, and you can rent from them, that's the thing, not like that. Now, in the previous day issue, we discussed the Paiskim regarding rental in our times from the Rashi Yair. So addition number 10 discusses regarding rental from the government in later times, in our times. In Chuvash Yilmeisha, he brings from the Chuvash Yeshuas Yaakov that you can rent the rights from a Jew that's a soldier, that you call a corporal, since he has rishus to put the soldiers in homes. Now, Shlomo mentioned the fact we can end this because it's possible you could remove him from his post. Look at that he writes also reasons, and therefore he writes that you let him rent from the Sahar ear that the city belongs to him, since you have to pay him taxes. And even though the rights of taking taxes is not enough, however, since on the power of taxes, he could then seize the homes, because that's considered like as if he has rights in the homes. Look at what he's lengthy regarding this. Those are Chubas Churashai and Chubas Marsham. They permit to rent from the Sarir, the governor, based on the derech of the Chubas Giddens abroad, that permits regarding this. Now, the stipler writes to Mefakvik on this, because they don't have any rights in really individual apartments. And this, that in certain situations, they have a certain type of eminent domain. They have some type of rights to bring things into the people's homes, and for sure the soldiers that at the time of wars, they could do many things in the individual homes. But that's not really because of control and any acquisition of the home. That's just regarding rights on the person, that they force him to use his house for the needs of the Muhammad. That's written in Shubha Sheba Levi, Ravazna, that even though always the custom was to rent from the Reisha Ir or from the Reisha Mishtara, from the police chief, however, today the laws of the government change and his rights to go in are more limited. However, B'shas HaTzchak, the present situation, he writes to combine as a branch, as far as the Guinness Rodden, that in our times, there's no reason to require Schiris. we discussed this in Shimpei Beis of Katan Alf. He also writes that in our times, we don't have any metzias, or really a governor or ruler that has the power to force and to put people in people's homes, even the Shas Mohammed. Shubas Mechaz Yitzchak writes that this Medina, meaning Eretz Yisrael, has a locha like Moichas O'imin Me'ilab, like as if a tax collector comes on his own and you can't rent from him any rishos, he doesn't have any rights. This that they're collecting taxes. Sefer Chochmas HaLevi is lengthy regarding the power of the government in our times. He means the opinion of Eliyashu, not to rely on rental from these Gormei HaShulton, or let's say from the army or from the police or the city, because they don't really have any real laws to put objects in people's homes. In Kuntras Takan Zaev, he brings the opinion of Ms. Gorella, that however, from relying on the government, that you can't rent from them, but there is a smach lahaka, but the evid to rent from the gizbari ha'ir, because of the water meters that they have in the steerwell, and also from the electric companies, because of the they put their meters there, and they have rights in people's homes, and you can rent from that person. Look at that. It means the story that Chaznish actually instructed to rent from the city council member. And Sefer Archa Shabbos, he means that Rishlam Zalman was lenient to rely on schiras from those who come from governmental offices, because that they have some type of rights, the schus, in people's homes at a time of chayrim, like the pin of the Ginz Radim, with a tzirif of another hatter.
Dish number 7, if in each chatzir, we said you have to rent from every single chatzir of the non-Jew. Now, with every single chatzir that lives many non-Jews, the Chayodim writes, that's not enough to rent only from one non-Jew. Rather, you have to rent from each non-Jew. And he adds on that also in cases that the non-Jews live in one house, and even in one room, if each one utilizes his own and his friend has no permission to his portion, you have to rent from each and every one. As Burden Shulchan Aruch and Shimpei Vav Sif Tezvav Mishbruba, they write that even if they live b'shukpas, you have to rent from each one. Dish number 8, so because you can't remove them as long as they're paying taxes, in that case, though, he could remove them from homes by him paying them out. Shubas Rav writes, it's considered as if you cannot remove them and that you cannot rent from them. Dish number 9, regarding those that come to the city after that they rented from the Sariya, the Prima Gordon is not sure if the Schirus is affected them or not. And he writes, it's good to say explicitly that you're renting the Schirus, and the Schirus is even for those who are going to come afterwards. Shubas Rav Levi explains that his suffix is regarding the new non-Jewish homes that get add-on after the Schirus from the Sariya, and is not sure if the Schirus is affected even for these homes. And that he writes, that if he says explicitly, it's going to be effective. On the other hand, the Sefer Chochmas HaLevi explains that his suffix is regarding Yisrael, and they get added on to live after the Schirus. And that he writes, just to bring up the Eir, it's bringing the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Vav. You could be mezaken them the bread of the Eir, even for those who get on afterwards. So the Schirus from the non-Jew, it permits even for the Jews to move into town afterwards. Regarding the residents, that at the time of the Schirus, a Jew is living there, and then afterwards a non-Jew comes to live with it. Chaznish is not sure if the Schirus is going to be effective that they made before he comes, the non-Jew comes to live with it, because the Chayra, it doesn't help to rent from the Sar, from the Halacha of the Schirus Lakita, only the Rishos of the Nachrim, the non-Jew, not the Rishos of Israel. If that's the case, if Israel was living there in the house at the time of the Schirus, then the Schirus did not take effect regarding him, and therefore it's going to be forbidden, it remains with the Tzarachim. Shubas Rav Levi brings the words of Shubas Shubas Ginz Abradim, it's born by Hatem, Mishin Pei Hesav Sevkot and Gimel, he proves from his words that the Schirus from the Gizbar is mispashed even on all the Jewish homes. Dusha number 12, Be'alocha wrote that this that you can rent from the Sarayir that has Roshus to put in weapons is only if he has the ability to start a war also. And that's written in Shubas Ginz Abradim that if he cannot be mishtamish with the Bata'ir without taking counsel with the Sar Malucha, you can't rent from him. And he writes over there regarding Mitzrayim, it seems like Egypt, that even though the king gathers all the big ministers and discuss with them whatever he wants to do, however, he's not doing it because he doesn't have the ability to do it without their agreement. He just wants to take advice from them on how he should do the best way possible. If that's the case, it comes out that really the rulership belongs just to him, and you could rent from him.